The world needs more tree huggers. A golden lion tamarin hugs a tree in the Atlantic forest region of Silva Hardem in Brazil's state of Rio de Janeiro, October 2012. And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Trees give so much to the world. They create oxygen and shade. They provide shelter to animals and insects. Trees are also a valuable resource. The wood they provide is used for buildings and other products we humans use and need. Trees are so important that some people have made it their goal to protect them. We can call these people tree huggers. Where do experts say this term first appeared in the 1900s? It describes people who support the protection of forests and oppose logging, the act of cutting down trees in an area for their wood. Today, the term tree hugger describes a person who is an environmentalist. They want to protect nature and the environment, but not just the trees. Someone who wants to save a rare butterfly species or cut your greenhouse gases could also be described as a tree hugger. Calling someone a tree hugger is not always seen as a compliment. In earlier times, in fact, it was used as an insult. Tree hugger described someone who was seen as extreme, someone who was overly concerned about protecting trees, animals, and other parts of the natural world. Some tree huggers do not go to the extremes to protect trees. Take, for example, a woman named Julia Lorraine Hill. She is also known as Julia Butterfly Hill. She is an American environmental activist for 738 days from December 10, 1997. The December 18, 1999, Hill lived in a tree, but not just any tree. She lived in Luna, a redwood tree in Northern California's Humboldt Country. Luna is huge. Measuring nearly 61 meters tall and about 12 meters across, the ancient redwood has stood in Humboldt Country for more than 1,000 years. But that did not stop the Pacific Lumber Company from wanting to cut it down. So Hill did what any extreme tree hugger would. She moved in. He lived in the tree for just over 2 years. The Sanctuary Forest website explains that she only came down from the tree when the Pacific Lumber Company agreed to protect Luna with a special conservation agreement. As the website explains, Hill's main goal was to bring international attention to the importance of protecting and restoring natural resources. So we can safely call Hill a tree hugger. And I'm sure that she would consider that the highest of compliments. And that's the end of these words and their stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo. Well, I saw a tree by the riverside. One day as I walked along, straight as an arrow and pointing the sky, and growing tall and strong. Anna Mateo wrote the story for VOA Learning English. Ashley Thompson was the editor. At the end of the program, Ken Medina sings the tree song. Words in this story. Species. Biology. A group of animals or plants that are similar and can produce young animals or plants. A group of related animals or plants that is similar than a genus. Complement. Noun. A remark that says something good about someone or something. Activist. Noun. A person who uses or supports strong actions such as public protests to help make changes in politics or society. Lumber. Noun. Wooden boards or logs that have been saved and cut for use. Restore. Verb. To put or bring back to an earlier or original state. Conservation. Noun. The protection of animal, plants, and natural resources. Comprehension quiz. What is tree hugger?